everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
I am Unique Ra, your DIY business coach. I'm going live in Studio U right here in Midtown, okay? So how is everybody doing? We're going to play a little bit of this again so it can go on my blog talk. Technology is fun. So today we are going to talk about, our agenda today is we're going to talk about small business grants. We're going to talk about why is it so important to have goals. We're also going to talk about how to set goals and how to accomplish them. There's a way to set goals. It's called SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, SMART goals. I'm going to tell you about how to set up SMART goals and give you some great resources that are out there. And next week, just for you to stay tuned and to get ready, we're going to talk about planning your time correctly and making sure that you use your time wisely and most productively so that you can accomplish your goals. All right, guys. So we're about to get into this show. I have a lot to tell you today, and it'll be super exciting. It'll be super exciting for us to go through all of it. All right, so we're going to get started right now. Everybody talks about goals and about having goals and about setting goals, but nobody really sets goals. We set the goals, but we set goals that are so hard to achieve that we get overwhelmed with them. You know what I mean? So you're setting a goal, say, like I'll give you a story. When I was about 18, 19 years old, I set a goal saying that by the time I turn 40, I'm going to be a multimillionaire. Sounds great, right? I'm going to have everything. I'm going to retire by the time I'm 40. That is the best thing you can ever say when you're 18, because it seems like you have so much time and you're so far away, but you really don't. You really don't have it figured out, because unless you already had a plan in place, when you get to be at 18, that you won't be able to have those goals. Those goals will not be accomplished because you now have to figure out life. I had a baby, wasn't expecting to do that. Had baby daddy trouble, had a life, had relationships. You know, you're sitting here, you're trying to figure all of this craziness out. And now you're like, okay, what do I do this year? What do I do now? What do I do now? But you really don't have a plan. You really don't have a focus on what you want to do and how you want to accomplish it. So over the years of my life, I have learned how to set goals, okay? So to get things done, to make sure you're accomplishing everything, to make sure that you're getting your point across so that you can make yourself a better person. So give me one second. I'm about to pull up my worksheet. So this worksheet will be available on my website. So you can check it out on that resources tab on my website. So I'm going to pull it up so that I can go over it with you guys. Should have had this up, but I was rushing. So if you like my shirt, Let's Be Together-ish, you can pick one up on BeUnique.today website, BeUnique.today, and I have a lot of other cool social distancing shirts on that website. Why is my computer moving so slow? Okay, so the first thing about setting goals is to make sure you know what you want, okay? So you have your big goals, then you have your medium-sized goals, and then you have your little goals, okay? So we're going to start with our big goals. So say our big goal is to make, I like to work on it by a monthly basis. Say our big goal is to make $10,000 a day, right? Just to keep our numbers fairly easy, right? So if you're going to make $10,000 a day, that means you got to make $2,500 a week, right? So what are y'all doing right now, if that's your goal, to make $2,500 a week? Are you even close to making $2,500 a week? How far are you away from that or what? So then we'll break it down again. And if you're making $2,500 a week, okay, so that means at that time you have to make, give me 1 second. I am doing awesome. All right. Why is everything not working when you want it to work? I have all of this stuff written down. So then you make $2,500 a week, and then you have 7 days, or say we're even doing it in 5 days, okay? So that make that means you have to make $500 a day. All right, guys, so $500 a day. What can you do to make that $500 a day? Let's break it down even more. So we're doing $500 a day, and we're going to work 8 hours a day. That means every hour in that day, you need to figure out how to make $62.50. Now, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to do this one more time because I was scatterbrained with it. So our goal for the month is to make $10,000 a month, right? Our goal for each week is to make $2,500. Then we have our daily goal as $500 of a day we need to make, which when we break it down, and we only want to work 8 hours, right? We want to be like a 9-to-5er. We only want to work 8 hours. So now you have to figure out how to make $62.50 exactly an hour, okay? So what are your, then you look at what do I do to make $62.50 an hour, okay? So you have to know what your services are. Some people have services that they'll make more than that within an hour or a day, and you won't have to work so hard. You won't have to do that per hour per day. But that is kind of the idea of making SMART goals, is you have to break your goal down into increments that look logical. When you tell somebody to make $62 an hour, that is something easier to do. So say you're selling a hair product. Your hair product is $31. So that means within that hour, you have to, every hour, you have, for 8 hours straight, you have to sell 2 bottles of your product, which is $31 a bottle, which gets you to be $62. Sell it for $31.25. Okay, so that makes it easier for you to break it down now. So now your focus for the day and per that hour is to sell 2 of your bottles. That helps you kind of regulate what you want to do and how you want to grasp how you're measuring your goals, how you're laying out your goals. So this is a part of my SMART goal worksheet. That was kind of a breakdown about how you would do it. So SMART goals means make sure your goals are specific, make sure they're measurable, make sure they're achievable, make sure they're relevant, and make sure that they're timed. So just how I just kind of broke that down to you, that you want to make $10,000 a week. You got to do $10,000 a month. You got to do $25,000 a week. You got to do $500 a day, which means you got to do $62.50 an hour for 8 hours of that day, which means you got to sell 2 items that are $31.25 per hour of that day. So now you can steady focus on what you're going to sell or what you're going to put together. Now, you may have to even break it down depending on what you're selling, what you're doing, how you're doing it. You may have to break that down even further. Maybe your product is only $15. So now you have to sell 4 products within that hour per day, okay? And so now once you come up with, you have to sell 4 products within that hour a day or two products or even one product. If you got a $62 product or your product's $100, even one product, you have to know how to, you have to know how to sell that and make sure that you're getting, getting it out there, getting it to people and making sure you can stay on top of your goals. Then you actually have to stay focused on how are you going to now get it out to your customers, okay? Getting it out. So then that's your second process of setting your goals. So my thing is, if I want to make $10,000 a day, I work backwards from the bottom of my list, okay? So instead of starting and thinking about the stress load of making that $10,000, or you want to meet 500 new people today, or you want to do this, you think about only the four $15 items per hour that you have to accomplish. Sorry. Four $15 an hour products you have to accomplish. So if you're thinking about those items, if you're thinking about those items, your those four $15 items, then you are, sorry, phone call came through. You're now making your goals smaller, so you're working backwards. And this kind, this pattern, this method works with any kind of goal setting. Okay? So even if we're gonna, if we wanna go to a bigger scale, say you wanna make $100,000 a year, same method. You need to make $8,333 a month and $2,083 a week, which then we break it down to $298 a day. Now, what are you going to do to reach that? So a part of this is what you can do. So if you want that $100,000, you could sell one item per day at $298. That sounds good, but a lot of people are not going to come off of $300. Some people will, some people won't. Depends on the value that you make your product, if that makes any sense to you guys. So it depends on the value you make your product. Or is it easier to sell a product for $29 to 50 people? You know what I mean? So you have to reach more people to get your product across. Or is it easier for you to find 20 people at $15 at $15 a product, and then you sell it to 100 people? You have to sell to 100 people. You see how that kind of works out? So, and everything is a numbers game. So if we're going to get into that and get into marketing, if you're going to reach 10 people, if you're reaching 10 people, then you have to talk to at least three times the amount of people you want to actually sell to. So if you have to reach 10 people, that means you at least have to talk to 30 people that day to get 10 people to buy from you. Until, especially when you're in the beginning of all of this, setting it up, moving around, marketing. So that's how this is a numbers game. So you have to talk to three times the amount of people that you want to sell to close a sale within that day. So, and sometimes it's less than that, it's 10%. So it's just, you have to, it's a numbers game when it comes all, when it comes down to, when it comes down to that. So at the end of the day, you have, that's kind of a synopsis of how to set up a SMART goal, how to reevaluate your goals, how to kind of look at what you're doing and how you're making your goals work. Okay, so like I said, you start with your big yearly goal, you move on to your monthly goal, then we start and you set your weekly goals, all right? So once you set your weekly goals, you focus on your weekly goals. Then you focus on your daily goals, okay? And then you figure out, when you're setting your daily goals, you figure out how many people you want to target in those daily goals. You know what I mean? So again, if you got to talk to 100 people to sell them at 15, you need to hit about 1,000 people for you to actually hit your number of 100 people. So you have to put that kind of work in, that kind of dedication in hitting 1,000 people a day to make sure you can sell to 100 people. All right. So that's kind of, I kind of told y'all what SMART goals are. I told you how to set your goals, how to make your goals make a little bit more sense to you. Don't think about the big goal, okay? Think about the smaller goal. Think about what you have to do today to get to that bigger goal, and then that makes your day more accomplished, more focused, more you have more of an agenda for that day. All right, and again, it works with anything that you want it to work with. Okay, so even if you're in your personal life, I'm gonna make a joke. You want to find a wife, right? You want to find a girlfriend. You want to find a boyfriend, whatever it is, right? How many men do you or females do you have to date to find one that actually adds up to half of what you want? But at the end of the day, you have to know what you want, right? So you have to know what kind of girl you like. You got to know what things you don't like about her. You got to know what you want her to have. If you're in Atlanta, then the numbers game gets even worse for you, because they say it's 10 to 1, but 10 of those, 1 is gay. Then we got to figure, this I'm talking on the male point, me dating males, okay? This is only my opinion about that. So I go out to date 10 males. 10 of them are suspects. Six of them are suspect. One of them is just crazy as all get out. And then I have the last one. And then we sit there and we evaluate and we make sure he's okay. Maybe he cheats. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he lies. Maybe he doesn't even have a job. So does he have goals and ambitions? Then we got to evaluate. Then we got to start all over again and go date the 10, again, another, and keep doing that math problem over and over again. So goal setting works with everything. Buying a house. You want to buy a house. You want to rent an apartment. You want to rent a room. Everything. So you say you want a $500,000 house, right? If you don't have A1 credit, you got to put 30% down. So if you put 30% down, you got to put $50,000 down. Now we got to figure out how to get $50,000 in our bank account and sit there for at least 90 days and not touch it, okay? And then we have to go, once we get that $50,000, that's that monthly goal, then we got to go to the daily goal. What house am I going to buy? Do I want one with a pool? Do I want one with a big kitchen? Do I want one with 18 bedrooms or 5 bedrooms? Do I want to live in the perimeter? Do I want to live outside the perimeter? So all of these things, setting goals in every part and every realm of your life helps you become multidimensional. Going on vacation even, okay? So I just came from St. Thomas. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. Don't y'all see my lovely tan? I got a nice little tan going on. My brown skin has gotten so chocolatey. Oh, my God, it's so awesome. But going on vacation without goals of how much you want to spend or what you want to do or your ideas can throw you off for the day. You just wake up, unless that is what you like to do, just wake up and be like, just throw it off for today. It'd be great. But then at some point, you're like, Do I go on an excursion today? Do I want to take pictures? Do I want to talk to the locals? What do I want to eat? And all of this takes time. And it seems like while you're on vacation, time just goes so fast. And then next thing you know, it's dark outside and you're sleepy and you miss your 9:30 reservation to the restaurant that you actually did plan to go to. I'm low-key talking about myself. So those are things that that you have to do to make sure your life runs how you want to run it. So if you set a goal, you create a plan, you use your time wisely, you'll get things done more efficiently, and then you won't have to worry about people, you're not knowing what you're doing or not knowing where you're going or what you're expected to do within that point of that time frame. You know what I mean? So making sure you know your time frame, that you want to get these set goals. That was another part of that SMART goal setting, is making sure that it's measurable and you have, and it's achievable to you. So if you set a goal, set a time frame for it, and make sure that you know exactly how you want to move it. I appreciate you for the math logic. Yes, setting goals is using math. So with that being said, we're going to get to the second part of my segment, and I'm going to talk to you about grants. I have on my website, you can go to IamUniqueWrite.com. I'm actually going to put this in the notes of the Blog Talk Radio and on my Instagram, post. But go to my website, IamUniqueWrite.com. Hit the resource guide, okay? Hit the word that says resources, and under there, has small business grants. These are small business grants. Some of them are for just Black-owned businesses. Some of these grants are for anybody who qualifies for them. Some of them are for female Black-owned businesses. I even have a grant in there that's just from Clorox that is just for teachers. So if you are a teacher, you can actually get some grants to help you through the school year. So one of the first grants that I'm going to tell you about now is called NISA, the National Association of Self-Employed. This grant is available for anybody out there who wants to apply for it. You actually have to join their members directory, which is a good way to actually, you know, get more people to see your business and get help. With that being said, you can also go to my website and hit my business directory, sign up for the directory for free, and anybody who comes to my website, you'll get to see the new people who signed up for the business directory. So in here, the link goes to the website. You'll hit become a member, and you go down to grants and scholarships. In that realm, it has scholarships and grants up to $3,000. If you're growing your business, if you've already been established, $4,000 grants, and you just apply. They said it takes about 3 months for you to get these grants, so it's not something you get right away. But they have $1.8 million available for different people, and they like to award. Sometimes, you know, having children, having women into your program actually works, okay? So being a part of that company or that association, the nonprofit, would be great. The next one is First People Fund. So there are grants in the First People Fund, and it's, again, it's a nonprofit. It helps. It's based with animals. They are helping. They have fellowships. They have scholarships. They have, you know, all different kind of programs you can work with to get money with them. Okay? That is one of them. There is one that I want to tell you about because I know that it expires really soon. It expires actually tomorrow. So tomorrow, if you are a female-owned, Black-owned female business, make sure you go to wearpepper.com/page /grants. Okay. Again, if you need this link, go to my website, iamuniquewright.com, and this is, and go to the resources tab. In that resources tab, there's actually a link for you to go to all of these grants that I am telling you about. So if you miss something or you don't know what, or you what you want to need, you need more information about how to apply, you can do that on here. So this grant expires tomorrow. So tonight, if y'all have the time, go on to this website, wearpeppers.com, and apply for this grant. The stipulations are, if you're female, black-owned business, the female has to own at least 50% of the business, okay? You have to at least be 18 years old. Your business has to make under $500K. You have to be a U.S. resident, okay? And the business can be in any industry. So don't worry about what your business is. Just know that it can be in any industry. So tonight, if y'all have the time, y'all have the patience, go on there and apply for that grant. You must be a female black-owned businesses. For all my teachers out there who are starting school, who are starting, you know, this online new teaching, who maybe you're not used to working from home, not used to facilities that you have at your house, there are grants out there for you guys too, okay? So kudos to all you guys, teachers who are doing virtual classes. Clorox is giving out a grant. You can apply for it until September 20th, okay, guys? They're giving out $500 to teachers. You submit their supply list. They're giving you $500 for you to help, you know, build your classroom at home now, because you got to think about now, you may have to get better internet, you may have to get a better computer, so your school may not be providing you with all this stuff. You know, if you're teaching, you might want a whiteboard behind you so that you can kind of help your kids in this process. So this is all new for your teachers. So if y'all need some funding, Clorox is called ClearTheListFoundation.org. Go there, apply for the grant. You must be a teacher to apply for this grant, and you will be able to get some qualified to get some money. Another great place is NAV. NAV is a great small business loan. It has a bunch of grants for startups. NAV is a great software to have, period, because it helps you build your business credit and your personal credit so that you know how to keep all of that in structure. So go to NAV, NAV.com, look up business grants. You can find a lot of business grants out there. Now, please don't forget, this one is not on my list, but at the SBA.org, they still have money through EDIL. No, they do not have any of the grant money, but they do have some of the EDIL money for qualifying business. Since this is first come, first serve, you still can put your application in. Like I said last week, that application is fairly easy to do. You can do it within a few minutes. Next week, we're probably going to talk to you more about like setting up your businesses so that you can make sure that you qualify for this. As of this time, the EDIL advance has been discontinued, which was that $10,000 grant that they were going to give out. They're not giving that EDIL money anymore. The free money, the grant money, they're not. But you still can qualify for that loan. You still can qualify. And if y'all wait a little while, you're probably still able to qualify for the grant. May come back once the government and our president and everybody else, the Senate, the Congress figures out what the freak they want to do with their life and what they're going to do with ours. That is something that you can stay tuned for and pay attention for. So that's grant. Now, I do have some other funding programs for people with better, with up to at least a 540 credit score, or 570 credit score, I believe it is. So I do have some programs, but those are all loans, and they may not apply to you. You know what I mean? You have to make sure you had good credit. You have to make sure your business was established. You have to make sure your business credit is up to the standards that they want it to. So it's a little bit harder for you to qualify for those loans. So that is my grant session for today, to tell you to go to my website, iamuniqueright.com, click on the resource guide. It has small business grants that are available out there. Some have deadlines, some don't. Some are, you have to be a little bit more qualified. You have to be a black female. You have to be black owned. You have to make over a certain amount of money. You have to make less than a certain amount of money. So this is money that is still out there for businesses who have issues and need some money. So make sure y'all click on my website and see that. While you're on my website, feel free to sign up for my business directory that I have. It is going to be a collection of small businesses to help, you know, to create a network where when I'm talking about something, say you need a new hairstylist in your city, you're moving somewhere else, it's a great place to go. Or you need a new, I have a mortgage broker. I have a couple of different kind of businesses in that directory. So I would love you guys to list your businesses for free. It's absolutely free. Just go in there, fill out the form, list your business, you know, throw a picture of yourself, some of your work so people know who you are, and you will now have the business directory on my website. And with all that being said, you know, everything that I'm doing right now is a building process. So when you going on this build in on my business directory, it's helping your website, it's helping your Google more, because more places your name, your business, your URL is posted, it gets seen more. You know what I mean? It pushes itself organically up the Google ladder. So it is a great way to go. So again, my sponsor for today is I Am Unique Right at the Be Unique Shop. We are showing our new hats. We have new hats. Aren't these pretty cool? And it has like this, if you can see it online. If you're watching me on Instagram or Facebook, you'll be able to see the hats. I'm showing to them right now. If you're not, then you can always go to my website. I'll be also posting them on my Instagram, so y'all start following me on Instagram. These are my FACTS hats. The masks are coming in tomorrow. I'm super excited about that. So they come in like two different styles. These are bubble 3D kind of embroidery, really cool. So let me know where these are going on pre-order as of today. So let me know if you like them. My next big announcement is my book. My first copy of my book is here. I'm editing it. I'm rereading it. It's been in edit right now, so I'm super excited about that. I'm going to tell y'all what the title is. I'm not trying to tell anybody what the title is until I actually launch the book. So it's a self-motivational, self-help kind of book. It teaches you how to change your mindset and maybe even remove some of the people around you that are not positive, that are not for you. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to kind of disconnect yourself from some of the people, even some of the people that you love around you. I forgot about one item. This is my water bottle, my I Am Unique Right water bottle is super cool. It has an LED. Can y'all see that? Y'all can get the temperature of your water. It's in Celsius of your water in the bottle. Isn't that freaking awesome? It's a hot and cold bottle, so you can put hot, cold in it. Going back to that, my next sponsor for today is Music Light Tea. Follow them on Instagram. This has a tea decanter in it. Can y'all see that? Isn't that super awesome? You put your tea or even your fruit in it. You squeeze it, and then you won't get the seeds or your lemons. You know how sometimes you get the seeds? Then you can pull it out. It pulls out. Has a little handle on it. Has a little handle on it. See, isn't that so cute? You put your tea or your coffee, ground up a couple teaspoons of coffee in there, and put your liquid in there. Look. I don't have anything in my cup today, but this is my new favorite cup. And it'll tell me the temperature. So if I want hot stuff in it, if I want cold stuff in it, it'll show the temperature of that. So let's do a quick recap of today. We talked about SMART goals. We talked about how to set SMART goals. Again, I'm going to tell you SMART. When I say SMART goals, means that they are specific goals that you can achieve. They are measurable goals that you can achieve. They are achievable goals and related goals in a timely manner. So when you are setting your goals, make sure that they're specific, they're measurable, they're achievable. That achievable thing is something that you really have to focus on, because you don't want to go say, I want to be a trillionaire tomorrow. Do y'all know how many millions, 100 billion millions are in a trillion? So if you have never made a billion, or if you have never made a million, or if you have never made a thousand, to become a trillionaire, unless you're robbing the Federal Reserve, probably not going to happen in 24 hours. Probably not going to happen within your lifetime, because there are very few trillionaires out there. You know, you couldn't even spend that amount of money. So think about those kind of goals and make sure that they're logical and achievable so that you can make it happy. Oh, I totally forgot my book of the week. Oh, my goodness. This is why we're talking about goals today, because I took the time to read my book of the week. If you are on my Instagram page, you have seen my post about my book of the week. It is called Goals. I know that's what we were talking about today, and that's why my main focus is goals. But the book is called Goals. The author is Brian Tracy. Okay? This is what it looks like. If you can't see it, please go to my Instagram page or my Facebook page. I'm about to put it in my story again. It's probably already in there. But go watch my story, look at it. And this book, Brian Tracy, is about goals. And it teaches you, one, how to get things faster and how to maintain your goals, what the purpose of your goals are, to have purpose, to have fulfillment of your goals. It helps you figure out how to get the mindset behind your goals, to try things that are realistic to you today and build from there. So even back to my $10,000 a month, if you've never seen $10,000 a month, it may not be realistic to you, but it's possible, right? So you have to believe, and you have to write these things down. You have to put them. I have a whole book right here of all the stuff that I want to do, goals and everything else that I put out there. And I'm getting it. There's a new planner coming for goals. There's a business planner coming out. So there's a lot of cool stuff. But at the end of the day, write your goals down. Put them where you can look at them and see them. Visualize them before you go to bed at night. You know, tell yourself tomorrow is going to be a very productive day. I am going to do this. I am going to accomplish that. I am going to be successful in this. That's how you create your goals. So then while you're sleeping, your subconscious mind is thinking about all of that stuff that you just told yourself. And one of the tricks that I know that works so well, I have to start doing this again, record your voice saying what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, and what you want to achieve. If you sit there and you record your voice and listen to it throughout the night, your subconscious thinks that you're talking to it, and it programs you to be whatever you want it to be. So if you want to have a six-pack, if you want to be a millionaire, if you want to have a successful podcast, if you want millions of people to listen to you and follow you and become, want to be a part of you, these are things that you have to do to help program yourself. You have to believe that people will follow you and believe you and achieve anything that you say every day. So make sure that you are focused on these goals. And with that subconscious implanting helps you actually achieve your goals, and things will just start coming to you and walking your way. And it just makes you a more powerful human being. And then you'll wonder why your goals are being set this way. You know what I mean? You'll wonder why things are just falling into your lap. You'll wonder, like some of my affirmations, like money comes easily and freely. You know, money comes in different forms, shapes, and forms and multiple sources. Those are things that I say to myself all the time. And it works. Like, I sit at home, people call me, I'm like, yes, I got this for you. Yes, I have that. Yes, I have that. So these are different things that you do to get this, you get your goals out there. You get your ideas out there, and it will come to you. It comes to you just, if you believe, it comes to you just that quickly. So when you're setting your goals, make sure that they are realistic. Make sure that you can focus on them. Make sure that there's something that you truly want to obtain so that your next project or whatever you're trying to do, you can move to. Which gets to next week's settings is planning. Making sure that you plan your time wisely. So next week, we're going to stay tuned for planning. There's going to be a worksheet for how to plan out your day. I have a simple, stupid daily planner that you can find on my website. It's called the Simple Stupid Planner. It just gives you a day-by-day idea of how to plan out your day so that you can plan out your life. And then how to use your time wisely. Anything that you want to do and want to accomplish is obtainable if you plan it correctly. Okay? So whatever your goal is, whatever you want to plan, whatever you want to accomplish, it is obtainable. All you have to do is set that goal and plan how you want to get there. As simple as pushing the address to your destination into the GPS. Okay, guys? So I am Unique Wright. I am your DIY business coach. Please stay tuned for next week's episode. We're going to talk about planning. And then on a business tip, I'm going to tell you how to plan and strategize your business. So the goal of the show is to have an element, a fundamental element, and then something actually that you can put in it. So y'all have to stay tuned to the whole end of the show, because at the end, it actually helps you figure out how to accomplish whatever you're going to goal. And there's a specific fundamental part of it. So next week, we're going to talk about planning, and we're going using your time wisely, and how to actually set up your corporation. Yes, I said corporation. We're going to be setting up, from this point on, FLLCs. We're only doing corporations, okay? We're doing full-fledged corporations. You're going to have a CEO, CFO, CEO, all of those people, a secretary, a president. They can be you for this point on. But this is what you want, to set a goal to be more successful. So stay tuned for next week's episode about planning. Okay, guys? And make sure you check out my website. You check out my website, and you get the hit the resources tab on the website. You can download the SMART Goals worksheet, and you can download the you can look at the list of grants and see if you can apply or you qualify for any of those grants that are out there for you today. And again, if y'all like my shirt, I don't know, people on Facebook can see it, people on Instagram can see it, make sure you go to beunique.com and beunique.today, pick up a shirt, pick up your hat, pick up some planners, you know, look over anything else. I have some really cool stuff out there. The water bottles are coming soon. The water bottles that are really cool to show you the temperature. Nobody has a water bottle like that. I know y'all have 1,000 water bottles in your cabinets that you don't use. I don't care. This one is awesome. This one is cool. This one tells you the temperature of your product inside of it. So if you have hot, you now know it's cold. And if you have cold, you now know it's hot. And it's insulated. It's very well insulated. It's double canted insulated with stainless steel inside. Look at that. Look at that. That is so freaking nice. Holds about 8 ounces of liquid. Just enough. It has a decanter. All right. So that is my commercial for today, especially if you can see me. So check out my website. Check out my page. Check out my Instagram, and make sure you like, follow, share, and tell anybody else about this. Check me out next week on Blog Talk Radio, 9 o'clock every Wednesday. Hey, I forgot to tell you, next week is my birthday. I'm going to be 40. I know, right? They say I look like I'm 12. I don't know. I don't got these wrinkles yet. Doing pretty good. No crow's feet. I'm doing pretty good. Been keeping this oil on my skin. Yes, baby. Keep that shea butter. I only use natural stuff around here. All right. We're going to end the night. I'm going to be a little ratchet. I'm going to be a little ratchet tonight. All right. So just stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of stuff to go on. Hi, how are you doing? Hi, Derek. We got Derek Jones live on one of my lives. I'm super excited about that. Hey. So we are going to get this going. I'm going to be a little ratchet tonight. All right, guys. So the ending of the night, we know the controversy against Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. I don't know. I kind of like this song. I mean, it's these are girls. 5-3, 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pull I want to sit before we get a little ratchet in here. I want to sit a shout out to my producer and my manager, Terrence Russ. Check him out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. He is awesome. He helps me out. He manages stuff for me. He is the best. So make sure you check out Terrence Russ, my manager. And now,
there's a pole in this house. There's a pole.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. I said, certified free. 7 days a week.
Wet ass
pussy. Make that pullout
get
weak.
Take confidence to say this on the radio.
Yeah, you fucking wet ass.
I don't know if I'm that confident yet.
In a month. Wet ass pussy.
But this is my song for tonight.
Wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard.
I didn't think about business like this.
Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a kegel. What is it? What is my mom? Look at my
so eyes. I will see y'all later.
It's a good guy.
Appreciate you guys around here.
Let's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream. Make me scream. I don't put it. Make it scream. I don't cook. I don't clean, but let me say I got the dream.
Gobble me, swallow me, strip down inside of me. Yeah. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat. Fuck this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for
kids. All right, guys.
Wet ass
stay
pussy.
Tuned.
Pay my tuition just
stay
to kiss
tuned
me.
For next this week. We're going to talk about planning and getting to this money. So live from U Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and I will sign off. Y'all keep making this money and ask me any questions about how to become successful. This is what this podcast is for, learning how to be confident, successful, and get into the money, baby. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. And it is the end. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Rewatch it on Instagram Live and in my story for the next 24 hours.